You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The Brian Walsh trial is underway, and if you're on Team Brian, they want you to believe that a woman who had spent the last week celebrating with her husband, making plans for the new year, texting him about houses and investment properties, sending photos of her playing with their children, joking about plungers and porches, and talking about 2023 being the best year yet, just suddenly died in the middle of the night with no warning, no prior symptoms, and no medical indication of anything being wrong. That's the story. That's their big defense. Sudden, unexplained death. Not because there's any evidence for it, but because it's the only thing left when every forensic marker in this case points directly to Brian Walsh. They want a jury to believe that a woman in her 30s who had just taken a bar class where the instructor said she performed exceedingly well, a woman who was described as vibrant, joyful, energetic, simply just died in her sleep. And instead of calling 911, instead of screaming for help or attempting CPR or even nudging her awake more than a few times before reality set in, her husband's reaction was not grief, not shock, not desperation, but an immediate hours-long digital research session on the best ways to dispose of a body. Let that sink in for a second. The defense wants you to believe that the first instinct of a man who supposedly loved his wife, a man who claims he panicked because he didn't want his children taken away, was to sit down at his computer in the pre-dawn hours of January 1st and start Googling how to get rid of the person he says he found dead. Not call for help, not notify her employer, not reach out to her friends or her mother or anyone, not even cry, just click, type, search, scroll. The best way to dispose of a body. How long for someone to be missing to inherit? You know, because that's what you go for when you're trying to figure out, what do I do here? If she's dead and I don't want to get caught, I know, how long till I can inherit? How can you throw away body parts? How long does DNA last? Is it possible to clean blood off a knife? Best ways to dispose of body parts after a murder. They want you to hear that timeline and nod your head like this was the people. This is what people do. It's what they do when their spouse dies unexpectedly. I mean, who doesn't do that? Because that's the only version they can offer. They cannot argue the evidence because the evidence is a tidal wave. They cannot argue the timeline because the timeline is a confession. They cannot argue the digital footprint because the digital footprint has more clarity than any spoken statement Brian Walsh has ever given. So instead, they try to build a story around sudden death, as if medical mystery explains away bleach, ammonia, peroxide, a Tyvek suit, a hacksaw, an axe, shears, snips, rugs, trash runs, surveillance footage, phone data, and repeated lies to law enforcement. Sudden death. That's what it was. Just that's all. The entire defense theory collapses under the weight of common sense before the first expert ever takes the stand. Because here's the truth. Sudden unexplained death is real. It happens. It happens to people with undiagnosed cardiac issues, neurological problems, seizures, genetic conditions. But you know what doesn't happen after sudden unexplained death? A spouse burning through every cleaning product in two counties. A spouse driving to multiple stores over multiple days, buying cutting tools. A spouse disposing of the victim's belongings in dumpsters across Massachusetts. A spouse throwing away her boots or jacket or COVID vaccination card. A spouse telling 3, 4, 5 different stories to different people about where she went, when she left, how she traveled, and who she contacted last. A spouse pretending her phone was still active when it was already proven to have gone dark near the home. Sudden death doesn't produce hacking, sawing, scraping, bleaching, or lying. You know what does? Murder. Murder does. And what the prosecution laid out in their opening statement wasn't some vague tapestry of maybes or what-ifs. It was a minute-by-minute reconstruction of a man trying to erase a woman from the planet. A man already known for deceit, already convicted of fraud, already willing to manipulate, lie, and scheme when it suits him. A man who owed hundreds of thousands of dollars in restitution. A man whose entire identity was built on getting away with things. And here again, on the biggest stage of his life, he thought he could get away with something else, something far darker than Andy Warhol art fraud. Far more violent and far more permanent. Let's talk about that marriage the defense wants you to believe was blissful. They want to paint it as open, loving, communicative, supportive. They want you to believe Brian was a devoted stay-at-home dad who cooked dinner, cleaned the kitchen, watched the kids, and beamed with pride as his wife rose in her career. They point to text messages where she jokes about plungers and Porsches, messages where she shares property listings, messages where they talk about renovations. They want those snapshots to stand in for the full picture because text messages don't erase searches. Text messages don't erase the digital pattern. Text messages don't erase the fact that Anna had a life in Washington and that Brian was not part of. A life where she excelled, thrived, moved freely, and was surrounded by people who admired her. A life that didn't include him. like where people looked at him and went, why are you still with the guy that did the art fraud? Like, really? What's going on here? He was stuck in Massachusetts. He was tethered by a federal fraud case of his own making. She was building something new. She was independent, something that might not have had room for him if he went back to prison. They want to pretend that wasn't a pressure point, but the evidence says otherwise. She knew she could do better. She was starting to see it. And she would have been on her way out. Just listen to the prosecution's timeline. Look at how everything fits together like gears in a machine. December 25th, his phone searches her lover's name. December 27th, his MacBook searches best state to divorce for a man. December 29th, he looks up buildings she manages, work emergencies she's handled. Why? Why suddenly become an expert in the logistics of her job? Why care where she goes, who she sees, what emergencies require her presence? And then at 4:54 a.m. on January 1st, literally hours after a friend leaves their home, hours after they toast champagne and sing a New Year's song into the new year, and even sign a New Year's box with promises of courage and joy, his computer lights up with searches about body disposal. That's not a man who found his wife dead. That's a man preparing for the aftermath of something he already knew had happened. A man acting with clarity, not shock. A man planning, not panicking. The defense wants to frame all those searches as the result of a grieving husband experiencing catastrophic psychological collapse. They want you to believe that he was sitting there at his computer shaking, horrified, spiraling, clicking through gruesome queries because he didn't know what else to do. But let me ask the obvious. Is that what grief looks like? Is that what panic looks like? Has any spouse of any suddenly deceased partner ever thought, well, I guess I need to figure out how to saw her apart? When people panic, they reach for help. When people panic, they call 911. When people panic, they scream. They cry. They run next door. They do not, under any circumstances, go online and research how to remove fingerprints from a blade. That is not shock. That is not trauma. That is consciousness of guilt. And then you have the physical evidence. The Tyvek suit with DNA from both of them. Her boots, her jacket, a hacksaw, shears, snips, a hatchet, rugs, a hammer, all pulled from a trash compactor, along with her personal belongings. And the defense wants you to believe that all of this happened because he didn't think anyone would believe he found her dead. That he feared losing his children, that he feared blame, that he feared the optics because he was already a convicted liar. So his solution was to become the exact thing he feared being accused of. Again, people don't clean up natural deaths. They don't buy Tyvek suits for natural deaths. They don't buy hatchets for natural deaths. They don't drive around throwing away missing persons' belongings in dumpsters and then pretend she took an Uber to the airport. Natural deaths don't involve bleach, ammonia, peroxide, rugs, mops, or cutting tools. Natural deaths don't require hiding phones, lying to police, or disposing of evidence across multiple counties. Let's talk about the phone data. If Anna truly left the house on January 1st, whether for a work emergency, a quick flight, or anything else, her phone would have moved with her. It didn't. Verizon records show her phone last connected at around 3 a.m. on January 2nd in the area of their home. That means her phone, and almost certainly her body, never left the house alive. Meanwhile, the child's iPhone SE became the shadow tracker that Brian didn't know was tracking him. It shows him traveling to Walgreens, CVS, Lowe's, Stop and Shop, and multiple apartment complexes where dumpsters were located. And at every one of those stores, surveillance footage of a man who looks exactly like Brian Walsh, wearing masks, using cash, buying items that just happened to align perfectly with the Google searches he had just made. Band-Aids, antibiotic ointment, hydrogen peroxide, ammonia, cleaning supplies, a Tyvek suit, a hacksaw, shears, snips, a hatchet. This is where, if it were a movie, you'd accuse it of being too obvious. Then after all of this, after days of lies, days of evasion, days of shopping trips, days of cleaning, dumping, and covering tracks, he finally starts talking to police. And even then, the lies keep coming. Lies about rideshare apps, lies about tracking her flight, lies about when he saw her last, lies about movements, lies about losing his phone, lies layered on lies, layered on lies, all told with a calmness of a man who thinks he's smarter than everyone else in the room. But here's the part that really destroys the defense's story, the lack of medical proof. They want you to just accept sudden unexplained death. But they can't show you a body. They cannot show you an autopsy. They cannot show you a trace of medical conditions that could explain any of this. They cannot give you even a theoretical cause of death tied to a real documented medical reality. They cannot say she had a heart condition. They cannot say she had a neurological disorder. They cannot say she had a pulmonary embolism or arrhythmia or seizure disorder. They cannot say anything because every piece of evidence that could have indicated a natural death was disposed of by him. And he's admitted to that part. If Brian Welsh truly found his wife dead, the most important thing he could have done, the one thing that would have immediately cleared him, was exactly the thing he refused to do. Preserve her body, call for help, let the medical examiner determine what happened. Instead, he removed the only witness. And when the defense leans on the affair, that idea that Anna's relationship with William F. was somehow a non-factor, they're not doing it because it helps their case. They're doing it because they need to preserve the illusion of a harmonious marriage. The prosecution didn't bring up the affair to prove motive. The defense brought it up as a distraction, but even their own framing collapses. If Brian and Anna were truly open and honest, if their marriage was truly strong, why was he searching for divorce laws before she died? Why was he searching for inheritance timelines? Why was he looking up how long someone needed to be missing to be declared dead? Why was he researching her job emergencies? This wasn't a happy husband shocked by sudden death. This was a man losing control of his life, watching his partner build a future that did not include him, staring down federal sentencing, suffocating under financial pressure, and realizing that killing her solved all of those problems at once. So when the defense comes forward and asks jurors to keep an open mind, to consider sudden unexplained death, to look at the love between them, the jury is entitled to ask a simple question. At what point does love look like a Tyvek suit, a hacksaw, and a Google search for how to dismember a body? And at what moment does love require you to drive to three different towns, dumping your wife's belongings into trash compactors? At what moment does love involve searching? Can you be charged with murder without a body? At what moment do we describe that as panic instead of planning? Because let's be honest, you don't panic your way into a hardware store and accidentally buy an axe. You don't panic your way into cutting up rugs. You don't panic your way into masking up at CVS. You don't panic your way into revising the story you tell police half a dozen times. Panic is sloppy. Panic is emotional. Panic is visible. But Brian Welsh was not panicking. He was executing steps. He even had the presence of mind to tell Anna's employer a story that she had flown back to D.C. for a work emergency, a story no one else had heard, a story she had told no one, a story her friend at dinner said didn't exist. He didn't tell a desperate, confused version of events. He told a lie with an itinerary, a lie with a flight plan, a lie with a timeline, a lie that required coordination and strategy and an understanding of what people expect to hear when someone goes missing. He wasn't shocked. He was building an alibi. He wasn't lost. He was moving pieces. He wasn't grieving. He was calculating. And when the defense argues that Brian never thought anyone would believe his story, that's not a defense. That's an admission. Because the reason no one would believe his story is because his story isn't believable. It's not believable medically. It's not believable psychologically. It's not believable behaviorally or forensically. It's not believable because no sane person reacts to finding their spouse dead by destroying the evidence. It's not believable because the digital footprint betrays his internal state long before Anna was ever reported missing. It's not believable because the surveillance footage, the bank records, the DNA, the physical items in the dumpster, the timeline, all of it tell a story that directly contradicts every word out of his mouth. He says he found her dead. The evidence says he made her dead. He says he panicked. The evidence says he planned. He says he loved her. The evidence says he erased her. He says he feared losing his children. The evidence says those boys lost their mother because of him. And when you strip away the theatrics, the distraction, the emotional appeals, the sudden death medical jargon, what you're left with is a man caught in the oldest lie in the book. A lie built around the belief that if there's no body, there's no crime. But the digital age doesn't work that way. Phones speak, data speaks, cameras speak, trash speaks, DNA speaks. And whether Anna Walsh's body had been recovered or not, the truth of what happened to her is written into every pixel of surveillance footage. Every GPS ping, every purchase receipt, every unhinged Google search, and every piece of physical evidence pulled from that dumpster. The defense wants jurors to suspend common sense, but common sense is the one thing the prosecution told them to bring with them. And common sense alone is enough to see through this. Natural deaths don't involve cover-ups. Innocent men don't need hardware store shopping sprees. Loving husbands don't Google how to get rid of their wives. And no one, absolutely no one, searches how to dismember a body because they didn't know what else to do. Brian Walsh didn't lose control. He seized it. He didn't react to tragedy. He created it. And he didn't fear being blamed for something he didn't do. He feared being blamed for something he did, something the prosecution is about to lay out in painstaking detail. The jury doesn't need a body to see what happened. They just need to follow the trail he left behind, a trail that leads nowhere except where it has always led, straight back to him. Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That is where you will find us. And while you're there, please press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage of this case. We're bringing it to you every single day. Look forward to your thoughts. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.